Joining us right now on the phone is quarterback Jacoby Brissett. He's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Jacoby, do we have you?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, very good. Speaking of men's health, how you feeling? You took a couple of pops in that game. I know we asked you the same question last week. Looked like after that Leonard Williams sack in particular, you were you're reaching down for the leg there. How's everything feeling today?
I feel good. Obviously a couple, routines, post-game soreness, but overall feel healthy.
So we saw you early in the game have to use your legs again, but this time more to sort of scramble, to throw the ball. Got a nice connection going with Hunter Henry. How do you think that played out? I know it's not ideal necessarily, but do you feel like you handled some of that early pressure well and were able to make the best of it?
Yeah, definitely. It's like you said, it's definitely not ideal, but having that ability to extend plays and obviously try to work on keeping my eyes down the field to keep guys down the field and in sight. I think it went well. Obviously, being able to connect with Hunter, he made a lot of good plays in the scramble rule aspect of the game. But like you said, it's definitely not ideal, but having that ability definitely helps.
Was that part of the game plan going into the installation of the offense this week, going to Hunter a lot, or was that something that just sort of made itself available as the game went on and that you just kept sort of going back to?
I think a little mixture of both. We definitely thought we had a favorable matchup with Hunter with a lot of the guys that were going to cover him. And we definitely tried to exploit it. And then, throughout the game, a lot of it just, happened organically. And I think he made a lot of good plays yesterday. And it was definitely a good day for him.
Watching practices this summer, there were two guys that you seemed to go to a lot throughout many days of practice. And it was Hunter Henry and Pop Douglas. Obviously, Hunter Henry, you continue to do that on the game field. Haven't been able to get DeMario Douglas involved with the offense. No targets yesterday. Is that scheme? Is that you not having time to find him? Like, why haven't you guys been able to hook up?
It's something that we're working on, that's for sure. He's a dynamic player. And me as a quarterback, obviously, has to find ways to get him the ball. But it's definitely something that we're looking at. I don't want to get into the overreaction thing about why is this or that not happening. It's the second game of the season, but it's definitely got to find ways to get him the ball. He's that good of a player that, we honestly got to find ways to get a lot of our skilled players the ball and get them more involved in the game. So I think that I got to take responsibility for that.
So Douglas has expressed a little frustration with not getting targets, getting the ball, and I'm sure you've dealt with that at some point over your career with other wide receivers. How does that go when a receiver is frustrated, not getting the ball, talking to you, talking to the coordinator? How does that play out?
Yeah, I'm glad he's frustrated. If he wasn't, that would be, it would be more alarming to him not getting the ball, to be honest with you. But just explain it to him, man. It's you're going to have those games where it happens like that, but, like I said, it's the second game of the year. We're still trying to figure out our identity and, how this thing's going to play out as far as the offense. So, it's a long season ahead. I told him, man, it's 15 games left, right? I think we play 17 games now. So 15 games left, man. It's a lot of football left ahead of us. Obviously, we're still getting better, as a whole, individually, as an offense, I'm glad that he's frustrated, but, obviously you got to use the frustration towards the right way.
What type of adjustments did Seattle make that you noticed out there in the second half? Because it seemed like you were doing a lot more of what you wanted to do in the first half on that touchdown drive, a nice mixture of passing and running, and then in the second half it seemed like they made it a lot tougher. What did they do differently that maybe got you guys sort of thrown off a little bit?
I think we just hit a lull, man. It was weird because I thought we were having some good plays. I mean, obviously we went three and out a couple times, which is definitely not ideal, putting our defense back out on the field, but I think we kind of just hit a lull and know we had like a lot of, when we go back and watch film, I know it's obviously like a lot of people that watch the game don't understand the scheme and things like that. We had a lot of self-inflicting things to where, we kind of put ourselves behind on the eight ball, and then I think we made it more tough on ourselves than I would say them, to be honest with you.
With a short week coming up here, obviously you have to compartmentalize everything and kind of speed up the process of preparing for a good defense in the New York Jets. What do you feel like you personally have to do to get this passing game off the ground?
No, I mean, we we got to stay true to what we know, you know, and just play our style of football, you know, and those plays are going to happen, you know, organically. You know, we obviously, like I said, we obviously got to get our receivers in our passing game more involved. But I think, you know, it's just staying within ourselves, staying within the plan, not trying to go outside the ordinary and do like anything that, you know, we haven't done on the practice field. And then I think the passing game will start to eventually, you know, start to open up a lot. You know, it's definitely something that we're obviously, you know, trying to address, but and I think it'll come.
You mentioned post game that you almost felt like they had a tell when you guys were going to take some shot plays. They went to two deep safeties. Did you, after watching the film, talking it over with the coaches, did you kind of figure that out? Were they just lucky and guessing well, or what was that all about?
I think it was a mixture of both. You know, I think they understood what we were trying to do when we got into certain sets, you know, because every team tries to do the same thing versus them. They brought a couple different blitzes that kind of ties you up to where you can't, you know, really push the ball down the field versus them. And I think that was really it. I think they got lucky more than anything else, to be honest with you.
This time for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This comes to us from James in Sudbury, and he asked Jacoby, how would you characterize your relationship with your wide receivers?
I think it's good. You know, a lot of those guys I talk to on a regular outside are just football things. So I would say it's good.
One of the plays that has gotten a lot of attention today was the third down sack before the field goal, which then unfortunately ends up getting blocked. You watch it on film and you were under some pretty immediate pressure. When you watch that, is there anything you could have done differently to avoid the sack there?
I mean, I want to try to throw it away. I think that's probably the best answer. Yeah, try to throw the ball away.
Looking back on it now, obviously there was a couple of opportunities for you guys there with that play in particular, and you know, to see a kick get blocked like that, obviously must have been tough to watch from the sidelines. Were there other plays that you sort of looked at? You kind of hinted at this a minute ago. Were there other plays you looked at that you think, man, if we had just been able to convert this or that or something? Was there another point in the game where you felt that way?
For sure. I mean, anytime, whether you win or you lose, it's always a couple of plays here and there that you always want back. And I think obviously when you lose a game, everything's kind of get like it's under a different microscope. But it definitely was a couple more plays that I know as a group we wanted back. And, you know, we look back at that film, it's just like locking in those crucial situations to, you know, to execute a little bit better.
Would one of those be the fourth down in overtime? I know there was some question as to whether a team that, you know, prides itself on running the football and how well you've run the football maybe would go for it on fourth and one there in overtime. Were you hopeful of that? Did you expect that? Did you understand the decision? I know you don't get to make those decisions, but what was your view of that fourth and one decision?
Which one are you talking about again? Sorry.
Before, fourth and one in overtime?
In overtime, fourth and one, after you guys had the third and one and then the penalty. And you know, a lot of fans felt like that was an opportunity for a team that runs the ball really well to sort of establish its identity. Instead, you punt it away and unfortunately never get the ball back.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I don't make those calls. I think that's more of a Mayo question and those guys' questions than it is mine.
All right. Before we let you go here, Jacoby, it was the first game. You weren't here last year, so you don't know this or maybe don't remember it. But the team had a very, very tough time playing at home at Gillette, going 1-7. How was the crowd yesterday, and how was the general atmosphere here at Gillette Stadium?
I thought it was good. I thought it was sweet. You know, a lot of people were there. You know, the fans were rocking, obviously. You know, you heard them a lot, obviously, when the defense had the ball, which is a good thing. But it was definitely a great turnout. You know, no, obviously didn't get the outcome that we wanted, but, you know, looking forward to the stadium being packed more games and obviously being on the other side. You know, we brought it down to the wire, but you know, you've got to get on the other side of those type of games.
All right, thanks, Jacoby. That was a tough one. I know you took a little bit of a beating, and I know you got a short week here and a lot of work to do. So good luck getting things together for Thursday night.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Jacoby Brissett, quarterback of the Patriots, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons.